Hey, 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 God bless you. It is me, Dr. Letitia Webb, and I am the woman who prayed and painted to clear the muddied waters in my marriage and to heal my emotional pain. Then I use my artwork as inspiration to create products and apparel and all that good stuff. And I no longer declare that I am resilient or that I produce power from my pain. I declare that I am God resilient, because it was only because of God that I have what I have. I am what I am, and I exist today. God bless you on this morning. It is so wonderful to see you. As you know, we are firing on all cylinders. We are on YouTube Live, Facebook Live, and we are recording the podcast live. And we are so forever grateful unto the Lord. You guys know what we do. We give a shout out to one another. So if you are here, go ahead and let me know that you are here so I can send you some love and a blessing. And then after we do our shout outs, we are going to pray, process information from our devotional on today, God Resilient, and we are going to pursue God's word. Amen. All right, y'all, let's go ahead and pray. God bless you, Terry. Good morning on this God Resilient morning. Amen. Yes, it is a beautiful day. It is a Wednesday, and we praise God, amen, for who he is. God bless you, Rhonda. It is so wonderful to have you again this morning. I pray that you continue to be blessed, amen, and receive from the Lord, amen. Let's go ahead and pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we love you, we praise you, and we worship you. Oh, Father God, at this moment, Father God, it is all about you. We yield ourselves to you, oh, Father God. Lord God, we need you to come in. You said where two or three are gathered in your name, Lord, you are in the midst of thee. Father God, may you release thy glory, oh, Father God. May you release your anointing. May you release your wisdom, your revelation. May you release your will and your way. May you release your love. May you release your grace and your mercy, oh, Father God. May you move, Lord God, the way you move, the way, may you speak the way you speak, Lord God. So, Father God, I come before you and ask you to hide me behind the cross, Lord God. I plead the blood of Jesus, Lord God. We activate the resurrection power of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Oh, Father God, we take up this shield of faith, Lord, that extinguishes all the flaming arrows of the enemy. We love you, God. Have your way in me. I yield myself to you to be a vessel of honor. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, amen. So, my goodness, we are going strong. Amen. And we just praise God. And so we have been talking about the cure for anxiety, right? Anything that we need, we're going to find it in the word of God. Amen. And not just finding it in his word, but actually activating it. Amen. Actually putting it forth, because faith without works is dead. So we don't want to just be hearers of God's word. We want to be doers of God's word. Amen. And so God is a rewarder of those of us who diligently seek him. Amen. So for those who are diligently seeking the Lord, whether you check out the podcast or you are on with us live, amen, just know that God is good and he will honor your diligence. Amen. So now let's just imagine. Amen. God bless you, Deacon Johnson. It is wonderful to see you on this Wednesday morning. Do you know someone who is overly anxious, worried, distracted, cares way too much and is disturbed by any little thing. Amen. Do we know anybody like that? Amen. So one of our key phrases for this morning is Martha, Martha. And you guessed it. We are going to read the account of Martha. Amen. Let's go ahead and stop and turn to God's word right now. Amen. Because we really want to see God's word this morning. God bless you, Elise. I love you. It is wonderful to see you this morning on Facebook. Amen. Let's turn to Luke. Luke chapter 10, verse 40. Amen. Luke chapter 10, verse 40. Let's read this account. Thank you, Elise. Martha, Martha. Let's read this account on Martha. Amen. Starting at verse 40. Amen. But let's start at verse 38. We're looking at Luke chapter 10, verse 38 through 42. Amen. While they were traveling, he entered a village, Jesus, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister named Mary, who also sat at the Lord's feet and was listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by her many tasks, and she came up and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to serve alone? So tell her to give me a hand." The Lord said to her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and upset about many things, but one thing is necessary. Mary has made the right choice, and it will not be taken away from her." Amen. So now let's unpack this. Jesus was traveling, as he did, amen, with his disciples. He entered a certain village, and a woman named Martha, who had a sister named Mary, and we know they had a brother named Lazarus. Amen. They invited Jesus in. So, you know, us being in the church, amen, understand that at that time they wore sandals. There were no paved roads. There were dust and dirt everywhere. So when someone entered into your house, a few of the first things that you did was you gave them some water to wash their feet. You gave them a towel to possibly wash their face, wash their hands. There was a lot of preparation for when a person first entered into your house, right? That's where we get the saying, you know, kick the dust off, you know, your feet before you enter in. Amen. So there was a lot of things that needed to be done when someone entered into your house. And then because they traveled and they walked, you know, you wanted to give them something to drink. You wanted to have something to eat prepared for them. They didn't necessarily have refrigerators like we do to go in, whether you have, you know, the water on your door, okay, or you have bottled water just stored somewhere. We got to remember these times. You know, they didn't have the bread that they purchased from the store on top of the refrigerator or in the bread box, okay? They had to make it fresh by hand. So there was a lot of preparation that needed to be done when you had guests come into your home. Amen. And so what's very interesting, and what I have never seen before, is when Mary said to Jesus, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to serve alone?" Don't we ask God those questions? God, don't you care that such and such did such and such to me? God, don't you care that such and such said such and such about me? God, don't you care that such and such is getting away with X, Y, and Z? God, don't you care? Didn't you see this? What are you going to do about it? Don't you know how this is affecting me? Why are you going to let them get away with this? Why is this cool with you? Why don't you do something about it? You see what I'm trying to do, but look at them. They're not putting the same effort, the same energy. And what I'm trying to do is make sure that you're good. I'm trying to look out for you. I'm trying to, you know, welcome you. I'm trying to make the situation perfect for you. I'm doing this for you. And you're going to just let her sit here and do nothing while I'm running around here like a chicken with my head cut off, trying to set everything up for you and your people that I invited into my house? I mean, think about how we look at situations from our perspective. Amen. Yesterday, we talked about there are times, amen, that we play the victim in our lives. Sometimes we're the villain. Sometimes we're the victim. In this particular account, Martha is presenting herself as the victim and Mary is the villain. But what is so powerful is that God did not see it that way. Jesus does not always see things the way we see things. And we know that by Jesus' response. He said, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and upset about many things." Now, this is the other thing that I caught. Because Jesus, who knows all and sees all, is like, he wasn't just talking to Martha about her preparation. Amen. He said, "You are worried and upset about many things." He was speaking to a deeper place in Martha. He was not just talking about when someone enters in your home and all the preparations that it takes, especially in those days, to make someone comfortable. And when we have discernment, definitely not at the level of Jesus, but when we have discernment, we are able to see, okay, you know what? There's some other things going on here. There's something deeper going on here. This doesn't necessarily mean that, and that doesn't necessarily mean this. There is something else going on. And that's what Jesus was able to see about Martha, that there was something else going on with Martha. Amen. And then Jesus says, "But one thing is necessary." Yeah, you have all of these things. Yeah, there's many things to do. You have your to-do list and you have your honey's to-do list. Amen. You have your calendar. You have your appointment book. Your day is packed from the time you wake up to the time you go to bed. But only one thing is necessary. Yes, those things are important. But one thing is necessary. Yesterday, we talked about Maslow's hierarchy of needs. Amen. That there are five basic needs that a human has according to that particular motivational theory. Amen. And one of them is having a need of love and belongingness. Mary recognized who was in her house. And she did not want to miss the moment. She did not want to miss the love. Out of all homes that Jesus could have stopped in, he stopped in her home. Out of all the things that she could have been doing, she stopped and recognized the moment. She seized the moment. She seized the opportunity. Amen. Out of all the things, we are so busy serving the Lord. Are we spending time with the Lord? We are so busy being obedient to God. That are we simply worshiping God? We spend so much time trying to get it right instead of just being right. I remember Joyce Meyer says that we are human beings. We are not human doings. At that moment, Mary chose the necessary thing. She chose to be, not to do. She chose to belong and love, that need of loving, belongingness and love in that moment. She wasn't going to miss the moment that her Lord, her Savior, her Jesus, hallelujah, was right there. Amen. He was right there. Martha missed the moment. And she was so anxious, so worried that she missed the moment. Amen, Deacon Johnson. He says the text shows our service ought to be grounded in a lively personal relationship with Jesus. Amen. We want to be, not do. Don't miss your moment with God. Discern the atmosphere. Discern the times. Discern the season. Seize the moment. See, Jesus told Martha, Mary made the right choice. And the choice that she made, I'm not going to take that away from her, to tell her to get wrapped up in your anxiety, to tell her to start to worry, to tell her to start doing. I'm not going to take this moment away from her. The moment of spending time with eternity. The moment that the kingdom of God is at hand. The moment to be in my presence. The moment to be transformed. The moment to be healed. The moment to be changed. The moment to be loved. The moment to experience grace and mercy. The moment that will never come again. Jesus in the flesh, the Son of the living God, the only begotten Son is in your presence. Are you going to miss the moment? Jesus was not going to reprimand Mary and tell her to get up and serve. She made the right choice. Yes, Terry. Martha's anxiety led her to miss the moment. And then Martha had a nerve to want Mary to miss the moment. And Jesus was like, no, 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 Martha. No, 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 Martha. No, 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 no. I will not do that. Terry says, Lord, help me because I don't want anything interfering with my moments with you, Lord. Amen. Deacon Johnson says, amen, Terry. We talked about anxiety on Monday. Yes, this is the week that we are talking about the cure for anxiety. Amen. That's our weekly topic. Mary made the right, and I never saw it from that perspective before. There was only one thing that Martha should have been doing, and she should have been seizing the moment. There was only one thing that was necessary, and that was spending time at the foot of Jesus. Don't get so distracted in your serving that you miss the moment. Amen. Because when God sees that you recognize and you discern his presence in the moment in time that he releases his glory, he's going to heal you. He's going to deliver you. He's going to give you joy. He's going to give you peace. Whatever you need in that moment that you stop and recognize and worship God and seize him and get into his presence, amen, he's not going to let that moment pass you. He's going to give you all that you need for that time. When you recognize and seize the moment, he's not going to take it away. He's not going to fail you. Amen. Rhonda says, Martha was distracted with serving, doing, fixing, baking, cooking, and more. Those are good things. Mary was just being with her Lord. And that is worship. Amen. Can you just be with God? Can you just recognize that he never leaves you nor forsakes you? Let's just stop and close our eyes and discern God's presence. He is right here. Amen. Just recognize God. Feel his love, his grace, his mercy, his presence. God is with us. Amen. Make the right choice. Amen. Do the necessary thing. Amen. We need God. His presence. In his presence, there is fullness of joy. And at his right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. God is with you right now. It don't take a song. It don't take a dance. It don't take a worship leader. It don't take a preacher. It just takes you being still. And you believing that he never leaves you. Amen. He never forsakes you. Never. Just be still and know that he is God. He is faithful and true. Amen. He is forever to be praised. When you stop and discern his presence, when you slow down, when you believe his word, when you know that the breath that you are breathing is his, when you know he is the one who woke you up. He is the reason why your heart beats. Lay aside every weight that so easily besets you. He is God.
Let him minister to you. Let him heal your heart. Let him fill you with peace. Take in a deep breath. Knowing that without him, you would not even exist. He is God, and God alone.
May God bless you. I'm going to leave you in the presence of God. There is nothing I can do. There is nothing I can say. Everything that you need is in him. Tap into him. Don't be so quick to get out of his presence. Let him do it. Amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. I love you. I will see you tomorrow. God bless you.